On September 26, 1925, Teodoro Rios and Matilde Robledo risked their lives to save a co-worker from imminent explosions.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others.
Rios, age 30, and Robledo, 46, were part of a four-man crew setting a grid of dynamite charges on a field of ore boulders at a copper mine near Santa Rita, New Mexico. Working at night to avoid the heat, their only illumination came from dim lanterns. Just past midnight, after fuses for over two dozen charges had been lit, 25-year-old Alfonso Cias got his foot wedged under a huge boulder, trapping him in the grid of dynamite that was about to explode. Seeing his plight, Rios, Robledo, and Cias' older brother all ran to him. Failing to quickly free him, the three desperately began grabbing lit sticks of dynamite and pitching them as far as possible. When each had thrown four or five, one charge exploded in the air. The concussion knocked them down, but all three managed to take shelter from the rain of rocks under a steam shovel 35 feet away. Another blast shifted the rock holding Cias, and he also scuttled under the steam shovel. Amazingly, no one was seriously injured. Because of his familial responsibility, Cias's brother was deemed ineligible for a Carnegie Medal, but Rios and Robledo were both honored.
A Century of Heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years.